Joe, obviously, we can stand here and talk all day what's going on, but international markets, I mean, we've known this for many, many years, but it's something that every grower has got to really keep a key eye on because there's so much going on that affects the cotton they're growing each and every year, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, especially now in the cotton market, with us being so heavily dependent upon exports, we're heavily dependent upon people buying our cotton. So what's going on in the textile business and the level of demand, the level of imports from other countries and other competitive supplies from other producing countries is critically important to us.
We're hearing a lot about the stocks over in China. And how much of an effect is that going to make over here then?
Well, today, those stocks are being held mostly off of the marketplace, so it's actually creating an artificial tightness. But at some point in time, those stocks are going to be coming back to the marketplace. And when they do, if they can come out slowly, hopefully they'll also be able to come out at a level that maybe will, the best case scenario would be increase the consumption inside China, maybe as they try to get the polyester cotton blend back towards cotton's benefit. And the worst case scenario, those cottons come to the marketplace and they become an anchor on prices and push prices down.
You know, each and every year we've got to look at weather situations. We have no idea what we're going to see this year. I will say this, in the southeast, they're starting off with plenty of moisture this year, so at least it's going to start that way. But just say we're going to have a good weather year across the majority of the cotton belt here in the U.S. What is that going to mean for us this fall then?
Well, you're right. We're starting off in a very good moisture situation in the Delta and in the Southeast. And we're going to see increases in acres in the Delta and the Southeast of cotton. The wild card is going to be West Texas. You know, West Texas needs rain, and they need several inches of it. And you know, it's only February, so we still have time for it to get there. But to answer your question, if we have good weather around the United States, we're probably going to have 17 million bales. In a crop, maybe even more than that with good weather. But that assumes things that are they're going to be excellent in West Texas. Today, I think the estimates are closer to 16. I think that's a pretty good number to work with from where we are today. That would imply some problems in West Texas, but not major problems in West Texas, kind of a normal rain pattern going forward. And yet at the same time, if Texas has another, is unfortunate enough to have another drought, then production is going to start moving back down into the 14s.
So for a guy sitting there right now that's still on the bubble as to exactly what he's going to plant this year, what do you tell him?
I tell him plant cotton.
Simple as that.
Simple as that.
And prices, what do you think?
I'd say if you're looking towards 2014-15, prices are reasonable for cotton. They're not great, but they're reasonable. As we're approaching 80 cents, as prices in that 80-cent level is probably one that they should look to try to capture.